How you doing today? Welcome to a new week of The Bernie Show here on YouTube. Appreciate you very much. Thanks for your support and all your comments. Please subscribe. Let your friends, family members know about this. We're approaching 5,000 subscribers, which is a lot for the short amount of time we've been doing this. So even though I have a bad background and my lighting's not the best, I'm trying. I have opinions, but thank you very much. 13 games left in the Cardinal season. I guess, listen, I always like to watch baseball, right? I'm not going to say, well, I'm glad it's over, but I got to tell you what, I mean, this has just been kind of just takes away all your energy to watch it and leaves you upset, leaves you angry, leaves you frustrated. So I ain't going to say that I'm going to be happy when the season ends because I like to watch Cardinals baseball and all baseball. But I've also had enough of it, really. I think we all have. And in my opinion, and one that I think is a commonly held opinion, is that the Cardinals reached a low point of sorts over the weekend in Toronto. Listen, there have been a lot of low points, right? And, you know, they're 74 and 75 with 13 to go. And meaning that, you know, obviously there have been some really bad days and nights at the ballpark. But this travesty in Toronto, my goodness. I mean, I can't even get the words out because I don't know what to say. I mean, I do know what to say, but it's just so incomprehensibly bad. So they go into Toronto, and, you know, and Toronto's got good starting pitching and all that, but give me a break. So the Cardinals score 7 runs in 3 games, and, you know, they wasted some good pitching. They really did. 7 runs in 3 games, and really over their last 12 games, they have not hit at all, hardly, averaging less than 3 runs per game. But they hit the bottom. They smack dab in the bottom over the weekend because they were 2-for-27 with runners in scoring position. Now, listen, we know it's a boring offense. We know that there's only, very few guys have had decent or better seasons. There's been a lot of disappointment. You know, my hopes were, or I should say my expectations were adjusted. They've really been mediocre or really much, much worse than that most of the time this season. So it's not that I expect these guys to suddenly late in the year, you know, get better. But 2-for-27 with runners in scoring position? Are you kidding me? Pardon the hyperbole, but it's like I didn't even know that something like that would be possible to be that bad. And so if you wanted to see the worst offense the Cardinals have had in a long time, it was on full clear display in this weekend series in Toronto with the Cardinals getting swept 2-for-27. 2-for-27. And after the game, Ollie Marmol was talking about, you know, he liked their pitching and all that stuff. And as he should have, the pitching was fine. It wasn't a problem. But he's asked about the problems offensively and, you know, specifically, I guess, runners in scoring position. And he said, you know, we just didn't execute. And you hear that a lot from managers, just not Ollie. Well, we didn't execute. We need to execute better. Our execution wasn't very good. We had our chances, but we just didn't execute. Well, okay. That's technically correct, right? But may I be crass? May I be nasty for a moment? When I hear that all the time, lack of execution, opportunities, didn't execute enough, couldn't execute. What that tells me, and this is specific to the Cardinals, and I'll back it up here in a moment, they're dumb. I mean, I don't know how to put it. This group of hitters is not very smart at all. And I don't even know what their plate approach is when they go up there with runners in scoring position. And obviously, this has been an issue all year long. They're just pretty much at the very bottom. You know, if you look at where they are this year, pardon me as I look at my notes, it's just unbelievable. I mean, when they're 225 with runners in scoring position. That's 28th overall, 15th in the National League, 27th overall, 14th in the National League in on-base percentage, RISP. Slugging percentage, 29th overall, 15th with runners in scoring position. Tied for the fewest home runs in baseball with the White Sox with runners in scoring position. So they've been taking these horrendous at-bats all season long. It just reached the absolute, gosh, what's the word? It could never, ever, ever, ever be this bad. I think it's impossible to be this bad. And that's what we saw this weekend in Toronto. So, all right, Bernie, I'm going to talk to myself. What? No, you're calling him dumb. That's not very nice. I mean, you could probably find better words for that. You could be a little more, show a little more grace. No. When I keep hearing we don't execute, we don't execute, we don't execute, we should have executed, could have executed, didn't execute, blah, 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 blah. It tells me, you know, when you have that kind of problem, especially runners scoring in position, but overall, you're not taking good at bats. Your plate approach stinks. You don't have an identity. Too many guys go up there not knowing what to do. How could that be? You're down in the final couple weeks of the season, and their plate approach with runners scoring position has been brutal all year. It's been a joke all year long. And so we know that physically, we know in terms of talent, I'm not saying that they should be great with runners in scoring position, because obviously that's not in the books, but they're better than this. And I think the plate approach has a hell of a lot to do with this. And they're not thinking. If you don't have a plate approach and you go up there without a plan and you fail repeatedly and you don't change your approach, you don't try something different. You don't adjust. You don't adapt. You do the same bad stuff, silly, foolish stuff over and over and over and over and over again. You're not very smart. You're dumb. I'm sorry. Maybe not as a human being, but as a guy with a bat in his hands, you're not very bright. All right. The Nick Saban voice came out there. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. And I have pointed out a couple, three times already this season, recently, since we've started the video. The biggest problem with the Cardinals hitting with runners in scoring position, and again, this is a lack of intelligence, a lack of poise, it's a lack of having a plan. It's a total absence of learning from your bad habits and correcting your bad habits. When they have runners in scoring position, they look at way too many called strikes and they swing at too many pitches out of the zone. And that's the number one problem they have. Even when they get ahead in the counts, they don't do much with it. What is the approach exactly? I'm not there with the club. I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't go to Busch Stadium that much. And when I do, I usually like to hide and sit in the stands. I don't need to go, you know, the whole press box scene or whatever. But I don't understand what the approach is. Do they have a philosophy with runners in scoring position? Because they take all these called strikes and they swing at pitches out of the zone. They do, in other words, they constantly are doing the pitcher a favor. He throws a ball right down the middle, they don't swing at it. Is that smart? No, it's dumb. He wastes the pitch, he throws it off the plate, they swing. Too much, not all the time, too much. Is that smart? Hitting? Is it intelligent hitting? No, it's pretty stupid hitting, actually. So when you combine those two things together, too many called strikes, swinging at pitches out of the zone, what conclusion do we have? Because again, talent-wise, they could be better than this. I'm not saying the 27 Yankees, but they could be better than this. But when you are giving the advantage to the pitcher because of your stupid plate approach or whatever it is up there, you're going to be lousy at this, and they're very lousy at this, and they've never been worse than what we saw over the weekend. 2 for 27. All right, you know me. I gotta you know, back all this up with numbers. So 2 for 27 against the Blue Jays, runners in scoring position. I'm just going to keep saying that over and over again because it's just so. Just ridiculous. The Cardinals hitters faced 98 pitches with runners in scoring position over the weekend. 98 pitches. 50 of the pitches were in the strike zone. They took 16 called strikes. That's like 32% of the strikes that were thrown to them with runners in scoring position, they just watched it go by. Hi, strike. No, I'm not going to swing. I'm not going to hurt you. How can you stand there and not swing at strikes? And there were, you know, the heart of the zone type strikes where they saw 24 of them. In other words, we're talking about meatballs. We're talking about a cookies. We're talking about strikes right down the middle. And they took like six called strikes on those pitches. And it's like 21-22%. Their chase stuff wasn't as bad this weekend, but it was still bad. I mean, they swung out of zone pitches like seven times in these runners with scoring position situations. I'm like searching for words. It's just bizarre to me that they can basically do this from the start of the season through the end of the season. And at no point did they make any kind of adjustments. At no point did they presumably have a meeting and say, look, here's what we're doing wrong. And we've got to try a different approach. So here's what we're going to do. And even if that was said, they're not listening. They're obviously not taking the lessons and absorbing them in a way that would lead to an improved performance. So, my goodness, set 2-for-27, you know, they were ahead in the count 11 times in those at-bats, and they went 0-for-11 when they were ahead in the count. So it doesn't matter if they fall behind or not. I mean, or if they, because when they get ahead, they don't hit well either. They had one walk, seven strikeouts. Both hits were singles, two extra base hits. And it's just, you know, Goldie and Arenado had the only two hits. The rest of the team was 0-for-22. I'm talking about Nootbaar, Baker, Fermin, Ciani, Donovan, Pajes, Wynn, Burleson, Sejasi. 0-for-22. They didn't do anything when there was less than two outs. You know, you have runners second and third, or just second or third. 2-for-16 with less than two outs. You know, there were opportunities, I think. I can't recalculate or, you know, recall every moment, but there were chances to move, you know, to get a hit, obviously, and maybe get a runner in another way. So just when you think it couldn't get worse, and we saw the absolute worst over the weekend. And so why is this? Well, I talked about the terrible approach, but let's expand on that a little bit. Is this a lack of talent? Yeah, because when your offense is 23rd, 24th all in runs scored per game and, you know, getting worse, you know, like I mentioned, average 2.9 runs per game over the last 12, you don't have enough talent. But my point is you still should not be this bad. That's what I'm saying. You still should not be this horrendous offensively. There's enough talent to be at least average, at least mediocre. Hell, I'll take mediocre. Not really, but you know what I'm saying. So there, sure, of course, there is a shortfall of talent. I mean, that's an obvious thing. What I just said for about 5-8 minutes, bad habits, not corrected, flawed approach, not adjusted. That's on the coaches. That's on the manager. That's also on the players. It is a shared responsibility, because if you're telling players they need to do this, they need to do that, and they don't do it, a lot of that is on them. But it also tells us that you don't know how to get players to listen to you, whether you're the manager or the coach or whatever. Your players are not paying attention to what you have to say. That's a really, really big problem. That is a huge problem. As I mentioned, it's not just a matter of a lack of an intelligent approach with runners in scoring position. They're not smart, but they also have no confidence. They can't handle pressure. They can't handle pressure, because we see them going up there just so out of sorts that they're just going to watch called strikes fly by. And then they're going to hack at stuff off the plate. They even hacked at a couple waste pitches over the weekend in these situations. So when you're not smart as a group and you do not, absolutely do not handle pressure well, and you're so uptight, you probably can't think clearly. I absolutely believe that that's a factor. And I think, you know, you could say this about this team overall in terms of offense. You know, the leadership, if that's the word, is questionable at best, because it always isn't up to the managers and the coaches in baseball. Of course, it's their responsibility. I'm not taking them off the hook. Please understand. But what I'm saying is the best clubhouses I've ever covered had veterans who took charge. In other words, they don't. Sometimes you don't leave it up to the coaches. And yeah, it's really nice, obviously, when you have an Albert Pujols and a Yadier or Molina and some others roaming around, intervening in advance before the manager or the coaches have to raise hell, that they take a guy aside and say, look, man, here's what I see. And, you know, you can fix this, but you gotta be smarter, man. You get strikes, you got to punish them. You can't let these strikes go by. That's what you're doing. I see no evidence, and I have no reason to believe that there's any quality leadership in that clubhouse. And guys who are proactive, guys who will intervene, guys who will get a teammate's attention before a manager or coach will say anything, or if a manager or a coach does say something and it's still kind of stupid, a real leader goes to the player and said, look, man, this is a tough year. We're all hurting. We're all hurting in terms of, you know, it's been a lousy year and we're frustrated and you see the end of the line and I get it, but you got to take better at bats. Come on. You got to take better bats. It's as simple as that. You know, La Russa had a clubhouse where the veterans took charge. You know, people think, well, Tony La Russa was a take charge guy. He was, but he empowered veterans. He wanted veterans on the team. Because a lot of times teammates will get your attention more than a coach or more than a manager. And La Russa always had the pulse of his team. Don't get me wrong. He's hardly oblivious to what was going on. But that's why he loved to empower leaders, that they could share in this mindset. It's not just the manager. It's not just the coaches. It's players seeing things, going to teammates and getting them in line or getting them to change their approach and to adjust and helping them out. Sometimes I think a teammate might listen to a player more because the player's going through the same experiences that they are. I don't see it here. Now, you'll hear other, oh no, the leadership is really good, Bernie. It's really good. Look, they're Goldie and Arenado, just stand up guys and all this. Just tune out any propaganda that comes your way. And I'm not even saying it's going to be that, but just tune it out. I don't see it because you don't go, you're not this bad with runners in scoring positions. It's something so critical, something that really, if you think about it, the number one reason, there's a lot of other reasons. The number one reason why this team took itself out of postseason contention, because you can't waste all these opportunities. You just can't. And it's been going on for nearly 6 months. So if I'm Joe Mazalek or I'm Heim Bloom, I don't know who the hell's going to be running things after this year, but you've got to do something to get this team smarter. Well, you got to need more talent too, but you have got to look at what you're teaching, what you're explaining, what you're encouraging hitters to do. You can't, it's inexcusable for the coaches and the manager and the players themselves to go through 6 months of bad habits and a bad approach with runners in scoring position without doing a dang thing to correct it or to adjust. That is absolutely inexcusable. And you know what? With all the problems with the starting rotation, by no means is it good, but if you had an offense that was cashing in runs, Cardinals would have a hell of a lot more. Well, I shouldn't say a hell of a lot more. They'd have more wins now. I mean, maybe they're 5-6 games above 500. I don't know. They've left so many runs on the table, and it's their fault. Collectively, it's their fault. There should not be this bad. That'll do it for right now. Maybe I'll pop in later if there's something going on. Thank you, as always, for watching The Bernie Show here on YouTube.